welcome to the Sweat and Reflect podcast, where we'll break down how life is happening for you, not to you. I'm Meredith, a 30-something former teacher, widow, and life coach who is focused on empowering women to live their best lives no matter what they've experienced in the past. We'll laugh together, cry together, and at the end of the day, grow together. Are you ready to sweat and reflect your way through this crazy thing called life? Okay then, let's go. Hey friend, welcome back. Happy Wednesday. I think it's the first day of spring. I could be very wrong about that. I think I'm off. But anyway, welcome back. I hope you are doing well. On today's episode, I really want to talk to you or really lead you through a reflective practice. I have been noticing that I was like in a little bit of a hibernation when I came back from Miami. And then with the time change, I think my body just needed like a massive timeout. So I wasn't doing anything and that was fine. My body needed a break, right? Mentally, physically, emotionally on some levels. And, you know, I was still going for gentle walks. I was working as needed, you know, like when I was scheduled, but I really did a lot of nothing. And as I'm coming out of that, I'm realizing that a good portion of that time, while it was necessary to decompress, to like shut down, was partially me living in fear. Me living in fear of doing some of the things that I needed to do. For example, a boxing studio opened up near us and they sent out like this big deal. And before it opened, before I ever tried the class, I signed up. I got like a 4-pack and they opened at the beginning of March. It took me 2 full weeks to get over myself and sign up for a class. And I finally went on Monday and it was fan-fucking-tastic. It was like one of the best workouts I've ever done and I can't wait to go back. But as I was leaving, or really actually when I was leaving, but even when I was walking into the class, I was thinking to myself, why did it take me 2 weeks to do this? Yes, my body needed a reset. Yes, I, you know, sometimes you just need downtime. Yes, there were things going on, just even mentally that I was processing, but like, why did it take so long to sign up for this class? Like, it's not a big deal. It's 45 minutes of my time. And I realized it's because I'd been sitting in fear. I've been sitting in fear of, well, what if I'm not good at this class? Which, duh, I've never taken a boxing class. I've like done a Beachbody program about boxing, but I've never done a class with an instructor. So, okay. Of course, I'm not going to be great at it my first round. You know, also thinking, okay, well, what if I do this and this is then how I want to spend my money and I really should be spending my money elsewhere or investing in like a personal trainer based on my fitness goals. Okay. You can still go to the class, right? You also bought 4 classes. So you're going to want to use them up. Otherwise, that's a waste of money. So it's just like all of these thoughts sitting in this boxing class, right? Which was a very low level, like not stressful, not a high priority situation, right? I wasn't making a decision that was like going to greatly impact the trajectory of my life. You know, it's like I was like figuring out a job situation. And I went and I had the best time. And it turns out I had a very good baseline of fitness for the class, but also an understanding of boxing moves. Now, was I perfect? No, I got some tips from the trainer. You know, I got a little bit of feedback, which was great because that's what you want if you're paying for a class like that. But at least I walked away thinking I could keep up. I felt good about where I'm at with my fitness level, even if my body doesn't reflect that. And this is a great outlet, right? Who doesn't want to fucking punch shit? I do. And it was amazing. And it got me thinking, where else am I sitting in fear? Which then led to this conversation, right? Where are we sitting in fear? And it may not be this overwhelming sort of fear. It may not be a fear based in, again, something that's going to change the course of your life. But if you look closely, if you force yourself to look closely, are you? Are you sitting in fear in some way? Maybe it's, you know, that you need to pivot in your job. Maybe it's you need to be more vocal and stand up for yourself in some way. You know, for example, a relationship with a friend. Maybe you feel like you're always showing up and you're afraid that if you don't show up, the friendship won't be there, right? Or the quality of the friendship won't be there. But I would challenge you to just take a step back and see what happens. Because that fear, while it's being protective of you, it's also causing you anxiety. It's causing you to maybe put forth extra effort in an area that, A, maybe you don't want to anymore, but B, maybe you need this wake-up call. Maybe this friendship isn't as important to you or isn't as important to your friend as it is to you. And then in that case, you're expending energy in a direction that you're never going to get back, right? If you're going to give energy out, you want to be getting it back in full. And so if you're hearing this voice, if you're sitting in the sphere, first of all, get to the root of it, right? Where is it coming from? What is it attributed to? And then the level of fear. Is it on a scale of 1 to 10? Is it a 1 or 2? So, okay, you're just kind of maybe building it up a little bit more, or you just have to like take the step like I did, just go to the fucking class and you'll be fine. Or is it a 10 and you are very fearful of making a decision that could change the direction of something, kind of knock you off your axis a little bit? If that's the case, you have to ask, like, what is it worth to you? Is it worth being knocked off of your axis a little bit? Is it worth changing your course a little bit? I remember when I was really questioning leaving teaching. It was after Tim had died. That 2020, 2021 school year was just draining. And I remember being like, I just need to leave. I know I need to leave, but I'm terrified to leave. I was living at home. My parents, I knew, would be like, what the actual fuck? I was worried about income. I was worried about all of the things. But I was also really worried about my mental health. And I was afraid that if I stayed, my mental health, my healing would continue to suffer. And so I started to weigh what was like the cost benefit. Okay, yes, I need a job. Yes, I, you know, need to be making money. But like, what is the very worst thing that's going to happen? I'm going to quit my job and my parents are going to kick me out of the house. One, not likely, just given my parents. Right? They'd be pissed that I quit my job, but they're not going to disown me. They're not going to kick me out. So, okay, if that's the worst thing, we can handle their questions, right? Okay, if let's say we go a step further and the worst case scenario is that they do kick me out. Okay, so I'm going to have to, I have family that I can stay with while I get a new job and while I figure out my living situation. I know they'd happily take me in. Right? Okay. If that's the worst case scenario, I can handle that. Right? I knew I had the tools and the resources to get myself out of that situation if it came to that. And newsflash, yes, my parents were like, how the fuck did you quit your job? Especially when you didn't have something like super solid in place. But I stood firm in my decision that this is what I needed to do for my mental health, for what was going to be best for me. And honestly, I made the decision without telling them. I quit my job and I didn't tell them for some time because, you know, as a teacher, once you head into the summer, no one knows if you're working or not. But I, in that moment, I knew I couldn't let the fear of the potential outcome keep me from making a decision that I knew in my heart was the best thing for me. And almost 3 years later, I'm so thankful. This path has not been what I thought it would be, but I'm learning so much. I'm standing on my own 2 feet. I am in a part of my healing and mental health journey that was incredibly necessary. I met Ryan, and honestly, had I not quit my job, none of these things would have happened. I just know it because I would not have had the mental capacity, the wherewithal to feel like I was in a position to start dating, to feel like I needed to explore things like EMDR, to even put myself in a position to wean myself off of my anxiety medication back in 2023 to see where that choice would take me. And so when you make a decision, you're never going to know the outcome, right? You're never going to know the ripple effect because unfortunately we can't predict the future. But what I'm asking you to do is to get really honest with yourself about where in your life you're feeling uncomfortable, where you're maybe making fear-based decisions that are holding you back. And I want you to cut that. Now, you don't have to quit your job, but if that feeling's coming up for you, I want you to sit with it and ask yourself, okay, why? Why am I feeling afraid of quitting my job? What am I afraid is going to happen if I quit my job? And do what I did. Walk yourself through the worst case scenario. Maybe have a job lined up, but you know your situation, right? Like, you know what you can handle. But if you are sitting in the fear and you're not allowing yourself to handle those situations, that's a problem. Another example, I've been dragging my feet on finding another psychiatrist. My psychiatrist, who I really liked, who I was getting along with, just disappeared. She left the practice. She has since reached back out, but I've been dragging my feet about talking to her because I'm afraid of the medication conversation. Back in December, I don't know if I talked about it on here or not, they put me on Zoloft, and after 2 weeks, I was not okay. I was kind of a shell of myself, wanted nothing to do with Ryan, and it freaked him and I out, rightfully so. And, you know, then there's the other component of, okay, do I really need the medication? How much is it going to help me? And, you know, if I just keep working out and eating well, is that going to be enough to circumvent my anxiety? And it's big questions. But I know I need to get to the bottom of it if I want to continue to progress down this path. And the progression might be held back by not being on medication, and it might be hindered by being on medication. And unfortunately, I'm not going to know until I try. And so I'm realizing this week, okay, you have to at least just reach back out, see if the therapist or the psychiatrist will take your insurance and at least start there. And then if that's not the case, okay, is there another psychiatrist we can try to find? But I can't keep living in the fear of, well, what if I go down path A versus what if I go down path B, right? Being in this standstill, being in this fear isn't leading me anywhere. And that's worse than just not making a decision. And so for you, again, get quiet, maybe journal, maybe just sit in silence, go outside, go for a walk, let your intuition, let those voices in your head that guide you help you determine if you're sitting in fear anywhere. And then if you are, really start to figure out where that root of that fear is coming from and what choices you have in order to deal with the fear. I hope it's all just minimal, menial decisions. But if it's a bigger decision, maybe do what I did and sit with the question of playing out what is the very worst thing that could happen and write it down. Once I wrote those things down and had it reflected back to me in my journal, I was like, oh, I can handle this. It's not as scary as I made it out to be in my mind. And that was enough to help me make a switch, make a decision about teaching at the time. And I feel like if you do it, you're going to be able to do the same thing. There are other areas in my life where I'm feeling this fear, where I'm questioning my abilities. And so I'm doing like the baby steps, right? Okay, we can handle boxing. We can handle the psychiatrist. Then we have to build up to these bigger pressure points. And so it's going to be a work in progress, right? I don't expect you to sit in your fear today, make a decision, and then you implement that decision tomorrow, right? It might take you a few days, a few weeks. When I was figuring out the teaching thing, it was like, I think, months of having these conversations with different people, with myself, with the journaling, with my therapist. Like, it was a lot of things, and I realized I had to make the decision for myself. Oh, that's the other thing. With your fear, with these fear-based decisions, you have to make the decision for yourself. You cannot make the decision for anybody else. And so that's why it's extra important to sit in that silence. Yes, you might need to, you might be a oral processor. So you might need to verbally say, you may need to speak it out loud to other people. Do it then to someone who is going to be like non-biased, a third party, and maybe just reflect and ask questions back to you. But you have to make decisions for yourself, for where you are in this moment. And I promise that when you do, when you bring that fear up and you face it, you're going to feel so much better because it's not going to feel like a weight on your shoulders. And that's what we want, right? We want to feel good about the decisions that we're making. Yes, we're always going to be taking a little bit of a risk, but we, at the end of it, want to be feeling like rooted in those decisions. And so I hope going into this week or finishing out this week and going into next week, closing out the month of March, you are able to sit and tackle any of these fear-based beliefs, these fear-based decisions. Hope you're able to bring them forward and figure out what is best for you. We've got this. We can use these baby steps. We can make decisions that are going to benefit us. I have no doubt. We're in this together. You can do this. And I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here today. It warms my heart knowing that I get to connect with you and that we are on this journey together. So if today's episode resonated with you, I would absolutely love it if you could leave a review, because that will make sure that everyone else on this platform gets access to Sweat and Reflect. Or if you would at the very least share it on social media to help me get the word out that you are not alone in this world. I am so grateful for you. Thank you for being here, and I will see you soon.